It's time for the Minnesota Corn Growers Association update. Gary Feiereisen with USDA's Agricultural Research Service has details of research the Minnesota Corn Growers Association is supporting. It involves watersheds, farming techniques, and fertilizer application.
Well, the project is a unique opportunity to see what the impact is of different conservation strategies that affect water quality. We think of management, of course, tillage and management is affecting water quality. Also the cropping system, cover cropping, yes or no. Also, then we can treat the water afterward in a technique such as a denitrifying bioreactor. The unique thing about these watersheds is one of them has the bioreactor already. So we started to work with the local growers to share information with them and to enlist their ideas for improving water quality in the watershed.
Feiereisen says the project is in Faribault County.
The project is in Faribault County, which is on the Iowa border, right central, east, and west in the state of Minnesota. It's right in the middle of the Des Moines Lobe, so the results really apply to quite a large region of corn soybean farming.
And the project has expanded.
Started with one watershed, which we've been for several years, and then we expanded to the neighboring watershed so that we could get a side-by-side comparison for a few years. The interesting thing is that there are some differences in hydrology and landscape and a little bit in management too that will affect it. We need a couple of years of side-by-side comparison, and then we'll see if everyone agrees to try something on one of the watersheds. We'll compare results back and forth.
Feiereisen explains why the Minnesota Corn Growers Association is supporting this project.
And they want the producers to be involved, and we've involved the producers. They have good ideas. They can solve problems. Our attitude has been that science is there to serve. We've got instrumentation. We share the information, and they'll think about it and come up with solutions. Nitrogen's kind of a tough thing. It's not like sediment. We can see when there's sediment in the water, but nitrogen is invisible. So we need to have our instruments out there to share, you know, when the loads are big or when they're reduced.
You can find out more by visiting mncorn.org under the research section. That's our Minnesota Corn Growers Association update.